Welcome to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. Today's episode, we'll be discussing a few games that happened this past week, recapping them, and then also giving you some previews into some matchups happening this upcoming weekend. A lot to talk about. Brian Brown from Locked On Utes will be joining me. So, you know, let's get this party started.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, Pac-12 fans? Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Pac-12. There's no better place to get all your Pac-12 conference news than the Locked On Pac-12 podcast, hosted by me. Follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast, Big 12 podcast too, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Well, joining me now is Brian Brown from Locked On Utes. Brian, how's it going?
It's good. I mean, the Big 12 is everywhere right now with the announcement of adding those new four teams, so I get it.
Right, right. Got to give them a little shout-out here and there as well. You know, we have love for our other conference shows, so yes, go ahead and follow Big 12, ACC, Neighbors. SEC, yes, yeah, Candace. It's a bunch of them. Chris Gordy, right. We got a lot of good shows. There you go. A lot of good shows on the roster. There we go. How's your week been?
You know, as a as a Locked On Utes host, as a Utah fan adjacent, not the best of weeks. Sometimes when you beat your rival nine times, you can't beat them the tenth. So you know, we're dealing with things over here. We're reevaluating, but no, it's another week of college football. So how can you really hate on that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can start off with Utah since you've already kind of started talking about them. Keep it short and sweet because I know you don't want to dive too deep into that loss. But Utah versus BYU is a huge rivalry within the state of Utah. I'm sure that anyone that follows Utah or BYU or college football is aware of it. Brian was very excited about this game, looking forward to it. And I think he was anticipating Utah pulling off the win. Didn't quite happen like that. So, Brian, first and foremost, what went wrong here?
Everything for Utah, really. It was a bad effort on offense and defense, and give BYU all the credit. They came out and you know, metaphorically punched Utah in the mouth, and Utah never really responded or got back on track with everything. So, you know, the offense looked sluggish, not able to really pick up the pass rush and the blitz game from BYU. Weren't able to move the football outside of Mekhi Bernard, who had a phenomenal game, 12 carries for 147 yards. That's a pretty solid effort for him, especially as there's still a little bit of indecisiveness as to who is the starting running back. His effort probably solidified him as the starter going forward, though. But other than that, just not a great effort from Utah. They got pushed around up front on defense, allowed almost 5 yards rushing per carry for BYU, something that Utah's defense does not often do. Turned the ball over twice early, and that was all she wrote.
Hurts for sure. Are these all things that you feel like kinks in the road, like, you know, a bump in the road? It's unfortunate that it was against BYU, but like, easily something that they can bounce back from, or are these bigger issues that, you know, you're seeing could plague them throughout the season?
Yeah, I think we learned a lot about this team from this game, you know, mostly that there is still a lot of inexperience on there, that they need some leadership, really. And I think more than anything, I think the coaching staff learned that they still do need to help the players on the field with the scheme and the game plan, that it can't just be, you know, super milk toast and not a lot of, you know, injection of some spice, so to speak. You know, they're over here, over there eating their bland oatmeal, and all the kids are saying, let's put some cinnamon and sugar on this thing. So things that are fixable for sure, but it was not a great effort. And Utah just, that's a rarity for a Utah football team. You know, I think anybody who's watched them play in the Pac-12 knows that this team plays physically and they play with effort. And for those two things to be missing, that's kind of a little bit of a panic button.
Okay. Well, coming up next, they will be playing San Diego State this weekend. San Diego State already has been playing in the, you know, against some Pac-12 opponents. what are your thoughts against about Utah going up against them? And, you know, this will be the last game before they get heavy into conference play. Like, how should they come into this game? Or do you think they're prepared?
Well, they need to come into this game with a chip on their shoulder, because I think San Diego State does a lot of the same things that BYU did. They love to run the football. They love to pressure on defense. And so Utah's really going to need to prepare for this. They're not going to be able to just roll in there and roll over them kind of the way that they appeared to want to do against BYU. And so this is a game where you really do kind of like have to sit back and be like, boy, we're going to learn a lot about this Utah team. It's a get-right game, as we love to say in the business. So we'll see if Utah can do that.
Okay. Well, coming up next, we will dive into Oregon and the amazing weekend that they had, as well as Colorado's loss, but, you know, strong showing against Texas A&M. Why did I forget that quick? We're talking about so many teams. Look, do not judge me, you guys. Sometimes I need to go back and check, you know what I mean, get it right. It never hurts to double check before you say what you're talking about. But before that, you know, I love to help you guys make some money, and betonline.ag is a perfect place for you to do that. Honestly, football is back and better than ever. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back in full season. And as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. Bet online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Also, use the promo code Locked On. Take advantage of any promos you can get, any perks, all of that. So we got it for you. We're going to help you out. Bet online is your online sportsbook experts. Okay, Brian. Now, Oregon. When they first started the season, first game out the gate, Fresno State, they won, but it was an ugly matchup. You know, they lost Kayvon Thibodeau, and it was an early blow to Oregon, and just not sure how they were going to fare going through the rest of the season. Now, their second game was going to be a tough matchup against Ohio State. You know, Pac-12 competing against the Big Ten is always a big deal, a big deal because Pac-12 is always trying to solidify who we are, you know, as a conference and how strong we can be. And I just think that Oregon has made a very strong case to be considered in that national talk as maybe national contenders more than any other team at this point. Oregon did what they needed to do against Ohio State, even without their star player, Kayvon Thibodeau. What were your thoughts seeing that game?
I think the biggest thought was just the growth in Anthony Brown, the starting quarterback. He was 17 of 35, 236 yards, 2 TDs, no interceptions, QBR of 77.7. We'll go ahead and round up here because we like to be, you know, we like those high maths on the podcast. So we'll give him a 78. And I thought he was really excellent. You know, he ran the offense the way that they wanted him to. This is a running team. This is not, you know, the old tempo Chip Kelly where everybody thinks that they're throwing it all over the place. Even those Chip Kelly offenses were run-based. And you could see it in the stats. You know, our my favorite player to forget, CJ Verdell, had 20 carries for 161 yards, 2 TDs. Never going to forget him ever again.
Right. Learned your lesson.
Yeah. Thank you, CJ. Shout out for the motivation, you know. But, you know, again, Brown had 10 carries for 65 yards. Travis Dye had 8 for 43 in a tutty. So it was a really good game for the Ducks on the ground. I think the really impressive part about it was that no Justin Flo, no Kayvon Thibodeau, no problem for the Ducks defense. You know, they had a few breakdowns here and there, had some struggles getting the play calls in on time, and Ohio State was able to take advantage of that. But overall created some turnovers, got an INT from C.J. Stroud. And really, you know, between the Ducks defense holding strong against that Ohio State passing attack and Oregon just getting to the edge and running roughshod over that Ohio State defense, it was a really complete effort for the Ducks. And impressive, too, going into the horseshoe and doing that.
Yeah, I think that Oregon has figured out how to capitalize on this, you know, starting season and really elevate their game in places where they need to. Like we said, the game against Fresno State was not the Oregon we expected to see. They were not dominant. You know, they didn't come in and really destroy Fresno like we expected. But they came in against a even, I would say, tougher competitor and made it clear that, like, they're not to be played with. And I think that's great for their confidence going into this next game against Stony Brook. This is just literally a tune-up game before heading into conference play. One of those games that you don't want to take lightly, though, because that's when you, you know, mess up and end up losing a game that you didn't expect to lose. And they can't really afford that because it will not only play with their ranking right now or in whatever the case, but, you know, you want people to think you're legitimate and not that you're only going to show up against opponents that are tough and make you, you know, and challenge you. You want to know that you're going to kick them down when you need to, because it's easy and you can fight with the best of them as well. So what are your thoughts about this game against Stony Brook?
It's like you said, like, you got to take them seriously, but at least, you know, maybe just for a half in terms of your starters. This is an opportunity to get some guys some playing time, get some depth, make sure you can rest some guys maybe that are nicked up or dinged up, because regardless of what happens, like, conference play is still the main thing, right? The problem being now that Oregon is that they are the banner carrier for the conference and that they're playing for a lot more than just themselves in a Pac-12 championship. They're playing for a college football playoff berth now. They've got the resume, the big win over Ohio State in the shoe. That's going to be a big thing about it. And that was the national storyline coming out of that game, is does this improve the Pac-12's football playoff chances? And I think it does, you know. But more than anything, like, you just got to take care of your business against Stony Brook. Stony Brook, look, I love Stony Brook. Let me tell you, diehard Stony Brook fan right here. But, like, they're just not built to compete on the field with the Ducks. And so you've got to do your work early, do it often, and give yourself a break.
I actually know a few guys who played for Stony Brook, so I can't really slander them like that out of respect for the friends. But I will say Stony Brook is not Ohio State. So we definitely don't expect them to come out swinging crazy. But, you know, football is one of those sports any given Saturday in this aspect. And you just never know. You really never know. Someone might surprise you. And this is why you always have to be prepared.
The least surprising thing ever is that you know somebody somewhere like Stony Brook.
I know someone everywhere. Not underestimate my connections, okay?
If Rolodexes were still a thing, everybody would want Cindy's.
You know, here and there, I know a little something about some everywhere, right? You know, that's what being in the sports world does to you. You get to know a lot of people. I will say that some people end up in places that, you know, you wouldn't expect. But the same thing with me going to Washington State. A lot of people look at me like, you're from California and you went to Washington State. Like, why? But a lot of our athletes were from California up there. So you just never know who you may know and where they may have been. Just, it is what it is. But coming up next, we will discuss Colorado and their game against Texas A&M, and then their game coming up that they'll be playing against Minnesota. For those of you looking for a new protein bar, look no further, because Built Bar is the one for you. It has 9 delicious flavors, and I don't think too many protein bars can compete with it. The flavors range from coconut to coconut almond, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, double chocolate, and salted caramel. And then every now and then they'll have, like, special flavors in the mix. I know there was, like, this cricket one, I think, or something like that, that Brian just absolutely loved. He could not stop talking about. So You just never know. Look, there you go. Grasshopper cookie. There you go. You never know what you can get with Built Bar. But the best thing about it is if you want to try all the flavors, there's a mix box for you where you can get two of each of the 9 flavors. Now, on top of Built Bar being tasty, it's also super healthy. 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in net carbs. So this is, I mean, a win-win. Like, you get a protein bar that almost tastes like candy. Can't really lose there. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. For my college football fanatics, which I know if you're tuning into this, you probably fall into that realm and that spectrum. Have you heard of Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks is a leader in college sports daily fantasy. They offer more than college football props than anyone in the world. Also, you can do stuff with star players of the Power Five, as well as mid-major players that you might not have ever even heard of. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks allows mixed sports entries. You literally can take the over on LeBron combined with the under on Mahomes in the same entry. I still don't fully know what that means, because me and gambling doesn't fully mix. But if you are into gambling, then this is perfect for you. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your app store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I don't know about you, Brian, but, you know, if you're in daily fantasy, might work. I'm more into fantasy leagues because, you know, can't play with my money on a weekly basis. I'm a little too nervous. Oh, you got yourself muted.
I do that every time. It's like a good luck charm. I know it's going to be a good episode if I meet myself. I know you're all about that fantasy life, though. Tell us about your
I'm doing good so far. Yeah, all week, you know, the first week of fantasy, I got all wins. Three fantasy leagues I'm in. And, yeah, one or two of them I barely – really just one of them I barely pulled off. But the other two were pretty solid. So I'm a happy camper right now. Hope it continues, because I hate losing early on, but I'd rather lose early on than later on. So we're going to see if I can keep it going. What about you? Are you playing this year?
I got one league. I love prop bets. So I'm all about this this new stuff that we're starting to talk about here on the network. Okay. You know, where I can pick LeBron to get 40 points and I can pick Patrick Mahomes to throw less than 17 touchdowns in a game.
There we go. That makes sense. Okay. Maybe I need to get into it. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm all about the prop bets. That's where I live and play the most. But, you know, I think if you would have had a bet this weekend on Colorado hanging tough with Texas A&M, most of the people would have thought you were crazy.
And probably would have won big, because that was not something that I think anyone was expecting. And that's the reason why we decided we need to talk about it. You got to give Colorado their props. They held Texas A&M to just 10 points and scored 7 of their own. I don't think that anyone going into watching this game, or you know, anyone that knows anything about Colorado or Texas A&M, thought that that game would end up the way it did. I'm sure Texas A&M is still happy they pulled off the win, but, you know, they went through some struggles to get it, I would say, or even, you know, throughout that game, one of those being getting their quarterback getting hurt. So, Brian, for you, what stood out the most about Colorado?
Nate Landman. It was great to see him back and all over the field. There was one point where it was like, Nate Landman is literally everywhere for Colorado. He had 10 solo tackles, 2 of those TFLs, 2 pass breakups. He was just simply incredible out there, led the team in solo tackles, overall tackles as well, we'll call it a defensive struggle. As an offensive guy, I prefer to call those ugly games, but he was terrific, and he's the primary reason that the Colorado was able to stay in there and hang tough with Texas A&M, despite the fact that Haynes King had gone down. And really, it was right up and down, right up until the last minute there. Colorado was leaving 7-3, and then it was all about Spiller from Texas A&M getting in the end zone at the very end to score a touchdown and put the Aggies ahead.
All right. Well, there you go. You know, Colorado, I will say this. You are already showing the Pac-12 that, you know, you might be a tougher opponent this season. And if you're a Colorado fan, I think you have an exciting season on your hand. Great seeing so many of your players return, especially someone like Nate Landman. And I think it's exciting for them ahead. I do think they're going to be more competitive in the Pac-12 than people expect, and that game proved it. So I don't know about you, Brian, but I know that technically if you count Pac-12 rivals, Colorado's pretty much Utah's rival. You guys came into the Pac-12 at the same time. Are you a little nervous? Are you shaking in your boots for that game?
Well, I don't know about shaking in my boots, but you know, right now as a Utah fan, everything is on the table, including losing a lot of games. And so you're just kind of sitting here reevaluating, trying to hope that your team shows up on Saturday and performs. But this Colorado team is built very similarly. They want to run the football. They want to play defense. And Carl Durrell, it's time to start talking about the great job that he's done in terms of maybe a possible Coach of the Year candidate, without a doubt.
Ooh, that is a – okay, that's a declaration. All right. Coming up next, they'll play Minnesota this weekend, last game before they hop into, you know, heavy conference play. What are your thoughts, little – anything about going into this game against Minnesota?
If they can win against Minnesota, then that's a great non-conference run for the Buffaloes. They'll go 2-1. Minnesota, a tough opponent, without a doubt. I think PJ Fleck has that boat rowing, as they like to say up there. But also a winnable game for the Buffaloes, especially the way that they've played the last few weeks.
Yeah. I know someone else who went to Minnesota, too. He didn't play sports, though. But I tell you, you never know who Cindy knows.
We're going to play that someday. Who does Cindy know?
Who does Cindy know? Oh, God, no.
6 degrees of Cindy Robinson. It's going to be a great game.
I kind of like that, though. It sounds fun. But I think I know a little bit too many people. So, you know. Don't like to show my hand, you know. Like to just keep it, and you just never know. For those of you that are interested in betting, definitely check out the new Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. Get daily picks, blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. Follow the Locked On Bets podcast brought to you by betonline.ag wherever you get podcasts. And then, as always, follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast and the Locked On Utes podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff here on the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on YouTube. We definitely want to get this following going and make sure that you guys are checking out all we have to offer, not just listening, but you can check us out in person, see the faces behind the voices. And then other than that, follow along on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12, @_CindyRobinson, and @BrownBearSLC. We, you know, oh, and then @LOUtes? Is that what it is?
@LockedOnUtes.
Locked On Utes. Why haven't you ever been plugging in the Twitter? I had to, like, do some digging to realize there was even a Twitter. Like, what?
We like to keep it under the radar. We're like the Utes in Pac-12 football play. We're stealth up until the last minute.
There is a Twitter for a Locked On Utes that you can follow. You can keep up with everything going on with the Locked On Utes podcast. Other than that, make sure you stay Locked On Pac-12 on the Locked On Network. Oh, change the background.